Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say they've arrested a suspect in a mass shooting this past summer that killed a 17-year-old girl and wounded four others. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
This was an excellent example of great police work.
Assistant District Attorney Anthony Voci praised the steady, determined police work that led to the arrest of 17-year-old Zion Carroll in the murder of Isaiah Stanley at a meetup last June that drew 200 people to Fairmount Park. Voci says a routine stop turned up a gun that was matched to the crime scene and traced back to Carroll. Deputy Commissioner Frank Fenor says Carroll got into a shootout with another person at the party.
This is the scary part of that. When 200 kids get together and then two people want to have a gunfight, they're all in a bad place.
The Defenders Association is representing Carroll but declined comment. Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the investigation continues to find the second shooter.
Young people do what young people do. But there's no reason they should be killed in trying to have a good time and promote a party.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former Uber driver accused of raping his passenger in her Villanova University dorm room is ordered to stand trial on rape and sexual assault charges. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward reports.
26-year-old Mervyn Dindler of Washington Court in Trapp, Montgomery County, will stand trial on charges including rape by force and rape of an unconscious person. A 21-year-old Villanova student testified she had about three glasses of wine and two shots at friends' apartments before they went to a nightclub in Philadelphia. But when they got to the club, she says she was, in her words, too drunk and didn't want her friends to have to babysit her. So she got an Uber back to Villanova. She says the next thing she remembers after getting in the car is waking up in her dorm room with a strange man on top of her. She says she was scared he'd become violent, so she didn't fight back, tell him to stop or yell out. Dindler's attorney, Shaka Johnson, says his client's never been in trouble before and was putting himself through school by driving for Uber.
And he finds himself thrown into a situation where his entire reputation, his family's reputation has been besmirched, and he's labeled a rapist. It's awful. It's just awful.
Dindler's scheduled for a formal arraignment in Delaware County on January 2nd. In Newtown Square, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania continues to be a contentious affair as Republican challenger Dave McCormick is asking the Supreme Court to stop the count at the same time that the state has triggered a legally mandated recount. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details.
Dave McCormick leads Bob Casey by less than 0.5%, according to Al Schmidt, Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
As of Wednesday afternoon, just over 80,000 ballots remain to be counted.
As of late Thursday afternoon, McCormick's lead was under 30,000 votes. McCormick and state Republicans are asking the state Supreme Court to stop several counties from counting what they say are undated or improperly dated mail-in ballots. Meanwhile, Schmidt says the margin between McCormick and Casey is less than 0.5%. Therefore, by law, it requires a recount. Schmidt says county election boards must begin the recount by November 20th, complete it by noon on November 26th, and report the results by November 27th.
Over the next 2 weeks, electionreturns.pa.gov will continue to reflect the unofficial totals. Updates there will include counties' tallies of those remaining 80,000 ballots. Those updates are separate from the recount. The results of the recount will be published online on November 27th.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The nonprofit Cradles to Crayons has set a lofty goal as they attempt to keep kids in Philadelphia warm this winter. KYW Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
It's something that many of us take for granted, grabbing a coat from the closet when it's cold or buying a new one if the coat doesn't fit. But for the almost 23% of Philadelphians living below the poverty line, it's not that simple.
The need is overwhelming. Unfortunately, as we know, inflation's been hitting everybody's pockets very hard in the past 18 months to a year.
That's Michael Smith, executive director of Cradles to Crayons. New data show Philadelphia's homeless population increased by nearly 38% last year, and families are still recovering from back-to-school season, with 31% of adults carrying debt from purchasing school supplies. The nonprofit has set a goal of collecting 20,000 coats and 15,000 warm outfit packs to distribute to organizations for kids across the city.
We don't just provide coats. We provide warm clothing to kids, sweatshirts, hoodies, long pants, long sleeve shirts to make sure kids have everything that they need, and then hats and gloves and other accessories.
New or like new winter coats and clothing can be dropped off at 18 participating locations. Just visit cradlestocrayons.org/Philadelphia. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.